Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com. The week of Monday, September 11th, certainly a day which none of us will ever forget who lived through it. And our thoughts and prayers still go out to all the families and the people affected by that terrible day. The grains right now, I'm a little running a little late here. It's 9:30. Corn steady, wheat's down 7.25. Beans are up 6. We're just waiting for the reports. We've got crop progress tonight. It should be down 1 to 2% in corn, maybe 2 to 3% in beans. Now, whether that'll get picked up in tomorrow's production numbers, we'll have to see. They're looking for a corn yield average of 173.3 and a bean yield of 50. I think the beans may be a little bit high. The corn, I think, is pretty much on the money. The carryouts are looking for 213 on the beans, 2.127 on the corn and wheat at 614. We've got inspections at 10 o'clock. I would think they'd be a little bit on the light side here. But overall, we're just waiting for the crop progress tonight and the production and carryout numbers tomorrow. The weather has turned a little bit cooler, certainly around the country. We're getting some rain in northern Illinois. We had rains in Iowa. In my opinion, these rains are a little bit too late to be doing the crop too much good out here. We'll get CPI on Wednesday. We'll get weekly export sales on Thursday. We did have a sale this morning of 180,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines, so a little bit of business there. But overall, I think it's just all about the reports here this week. We'll also have CPI on Wednesday. If inflation stays high, it's unlikely that the Fed will lower interest rates and may even possibly increase them by 0.25%, though most people think they'll wait on that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.